Service Limit Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family, by Yelad Avram Forman for a Refuah Shlema, Hadassah Racha Bas Chana Golda. We are on the addendum to the Amidah, Elokai Netzer Lashoni Meira. We begin by asking Hashem to help not only guard us and protect us, but stop us from speaking Lashon Hara, and to give us the courage and strength to also be silent, know when to speak, what to say, but also know when and how to be silent. V'lim Kalalai Nafshi Sidom. We spoke about Minaneh Alavim V'inan Ovim, how to absorb an insult and not lash out. To be like Hashem, Michamocha Bo'ilim, Michamocha Be'ilmim Hashem, let Kalalai Nafshi Sidom. To those who curse me, let my soul be silent. And we last left off, why invoke the word Nafshi? Why my soul? Why not my lips or my tongue? Because where do we derive the strength? Where do we derive the sovereignty to be silent? It comes from our soul. We have a Tzelem Elokim inside each and every one of us, a Chelek Elokah Mimal Mamish, a piece of Hashem literally inside ourselves. And it's that piece of Hashem in us that can best imitate Him. If He was Micha Mocha Ba'ilmim, we too can be that way. It also, I didn't see this in any Sfarim, but it occurs to me, that word Sidom, V'lim Kalalai, to those who curse me, let my soul, Nafshi Sidom, be silent. What is that reminiscent of, that word Sidom, to be quiet? To me, it reminds me of Aaron HaKohen, when Aaron experiences the most horrific loss of his two sons so suddenly, so abruptly, such a source of unbearable pain. And the Torah testifies about Aaron HaKohen, Vayidom Aaron. He had the ability to stay silent, could have lashed out, could have expressed anger, could have been resentful, could have challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but instead the Torah tells us, Vayidom Aaron. Aaron had that capacity, that ability. Maybe every day in the Amidah, in Elokai Netzor, we're trying to invoke within ourselves that ability. If Aaron could lose two children in one day, if Aaron could experience what he did, and nevertheless, Vayidom, he stayed silent, V'lim Kalalai Nafshi Sidom, maybe it's an allusion or reference that we too, even those who curse us, we can, through the power of our soul, by digging deep and finding the Elokus, the godliness in us, we too don't have to lash out, we don't have to respond, not every strong email or text, not every embarrassing moment do we have to respond to. It's real strength not to lash out back. The real strength is in the ability to be silent. And our soul should be like Afar. We shared several interpretations of what that means. If we remember Adam Yesodo Me Afar V'Sofo La'Afar, if we remember where we come from and where we're going, then we'll have a sense of perspective that it's just not worth it. Getting into a fight or conflict, escalating things by lashing out back, it's not worth it. Because Afar, we began as Afar, the dust of the earth, we're returning as the dust of the earth, and it's not worth any sort of sense of conflict in between. Tosfos in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin has another reference or interpretation of what this Afar is. And Tosfos there, V'nafshi kafar l'kol tiyah, Tosfos says, Ha'afar ein bo kliya. Afar, the dust of the earth, you can't destroy it. If a person sets out, a person has a mission, I don't know, they're going to get one of those leaf blowers, and they're going to try to destroy all the dust, all the earth, everywhere. Impossible. Afsha dorchem alav la'olam hukayim. Even though we step on it, and we trample on it, and we walk all over it, it exists and it's here forever. And similarly, Tosfos says, that's what we're davening for. Kadosh Baruch Hu, our nafshi, our soul, our identity, should be forever. And v'lim kalalai, someone just trampled on me, someone cursed me or insulted me, nafshi ke'afar la'kol tiyeh. Let it not erase me or harm me. Let it be like the dust that even though people trample and walk on it, you can't get rid of it. It only gets stronger. It only gets harder. It's impossible to eliminate altogether. And that's something, Ayidei Banu V'nei Banu V'Avsuv Kol Adoros. Tosfos says that if we want a continuity, our children, then they should see that we act and we respond with humility and with modesty. We don't have to fight back or lash out back. Rav Schwab, Zatzal in the Sefer, has another interpretation. Nafshi ke'afar la'kol tiyeh. This is the last we'll offer on these words. And pick up next time on Psach Libi B'Sarasecha, open up my heart to your Torah, which seems like a non sequitur. What does, let me not respond to insults, let my soul be like the dust of the earth, open my heart to your Torah. Where is the continuity there? What is the theme? What is one continue into the other? But first with Shrab, Nafshi Ka'afar La'kol Tiyeh, he says, even at the time, you know, if I want to be silent and bear insults and allow myself to be trampled on, and to bear the insult and to be hardened and to persevere and to be around forever because of it, That doesn't help if others praise me, if other people exalt me and praise me, if other people elevate me. So I'm still vulnerable. I'm still tempted to believe the hype about me. That's why we have the word lakol. V'nafshi, we say ke'afar lakol tiyeh. Really, you'd think, I need to see myself as afar. I should think of myself as the dust of the earth. What do I need everybody else to? That's not a very positive kind of approach. I wouldn't think that I need everyone else to also see me as afar. The answer is, don't believe the hype. Don't listen to what people say. Don't buy into the compliments. You know the real truth about yourself. We know our imperfections. We know where we have room to grow. And nafshi lakol, if everybody will see me that way, then I can live with modesty and humility, and then I won't bear the, I won't respond to the insult. I won't respond with lashon hara netzor lashoni meira. And we'll see that the method to do that is psach libi b'sorasecha. How can I live such a life? How can I have such priorities? How can I find such courage and conviction to see things and live in that way in a world we're living in? Everyone wants to be an influencer, friends and followers and a following and honor and kavod. That is the currency of our time, but it's not the currency of a Jew. Of a Jew, nafshi l'afar l'kol tiyeh, I want to be afar, and the only way to really believe that and see that, which is very hard, is psach libi b'sarasecha. We'll pick up with Amir Tz Hashem next time.